For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Tennessee community colleges were swamped with calls in the past week ever since Governor Bill Haslam announced plans to offer free tuition to high school graduates. Lawmakers and education experts praised the governor's proposal, but others question how it will be funded. In this week's Capitol Hill Conversation, WPLN's Bradley George explores this issue with Andrea Zielinski. She covers state government for the Nashville Post and the Nashville Scene.
So the governor really got the wow factor last week when he unveiled this proposal at his State of the State address. But remind us why he wants to do this.
Well, in the big picture, with all the businesses that, you know, and companies that are coming here to Tennessee, the projection is by 2025, 55% of Tennesseans are going to need some sort of post-secondary degree to qualify for these jobs. Right now, only about 1 in 3 Tennesseans have such a degree. And high schoolers now, about 2 in 5 don't go straight to college after they graduate. So this is really an effort to boost graduation rates so we can accommodate the workforce needs that we're going to need later on down the line.
So it's not just giving free tuition to these high school graduates. There are some things that they'll have to do as well.
Yeah, there are some strings attached. Things like they have to meet with a mentor. They have to fill out like federal grant form for your Pell Grant and FAFSA. This initiative would really just kind of bridge the gap between students get through federal grants and just enough to get them over the line so they can afford to go to two-year schools.
So to pay for this, Governor Haslam wants to dip into the state's lottery reserve fund. He wants to take out about $300 million. And for so long, lawmakers have been really reluctant to touch that pot of money. But they seem almost universal in their support for what the governor is proposing here. Why is that?
Well, first of all, as a legislator, it's hard to not be excited about a proposal to provide, free school to high school grads. So at this point, no, we haven't heard a lot of criticism yet. But I expect we're going to hear some questions when the legislature starts really getting into the meat and potatoes of this bill. Because they've been hesitant over the last few years to mess with these kind of savings account funds within the lottery scholarship. So I imagine we're going to hear some questions about that.
So is the lottery reserve money going to pay for all of this?
Well, not quite. While we're going to be pulling a lot of money from reserves, we're still going to have to change the amount of money that students will get with the Hope Lottery Scholarships now. So some of that is going to be paid for off the backs of, scholarships to four-year schools and, in the early years.
And four-year schools in Tennessee, they're not saying they're against this, but they have some concerns of their own.
Yeah, they're worried that this is going to discourage enrollment at four-year schools. Now, the governor says, there are people who have always wanted to go to four-year schools, and that's going to still be their plan, and that this will create a pipeline for people who've gone to community college to keep going up the ranks. But, four-year schools are still worried. If you're going to go straight to a university, you're going to get less Hope Scholarship money on the front end. They're worried that, this is going to cripple access to four-year schools. While they're supportive of the governor's idea, they prefer a avenue that did no harm to the current route to four-year schools.
Well, once lawmakers get a hold of this and it starts winding its way through the General Assembly, how likely are they to tinker with it, make changes to it?
Oh, incredibly. I mean, this is a bill with a lot of moving parts, a lot of different interest groups in there, and a lot of money. So I would expect that we're going to see a lot of tinkering in there. And the governor said he's open to that. Unlike other bills like school vouchers, where he's drawn a line in the sand saying, I will not step over this, this is something where the governor has said recently, hey, I'm open to negotiation on a lot of parts of this bill, so long as at the end of the day, we can still say that high school graduates can get free 2 years at a community college.
All right. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
Andrea Zielinski covers state government for the Nashville Post and Nashville Scene.
And that was WPLN's Bradley George with Capitol Hill Conversation.